Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to you, and we want to thank all of you who are joining us by way of Blog Talk 2, and all of you who are on the front line. Wonderful to have you. We're having a few problems. Somebody, if you're having problems with your phone, you be a blessing and just press star 6. Everybody, good, check your line, press star 6, and see if that noise leaves. God bless you. Thank you so much. It's a blessing just to be alive this morning. My God, God woke us up this morning, and he started us on our way. If you can move your legs, if you can move your toes, if you can wiggle your fingers, if you can move your arms, you ought to be able to tell the Lord thank you. Who gave you the ability to do that? All you know is that when you finally realize that you can move your fingers, you can move them, move your toes, you can move them. Who gave you the ability? Did you give yourself the ability to do that? I submit to you that the Lord, God Jehovah, gave you the ability to do that. And since you didn't do it, you owe him a praise. Oh, God, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do praise you. We do thank you. We do appreciate everything that you've done. So many times, God, we just take everything for granted. You've been so good to us, we just take your goodness for granted. We're able to get up this morning, get ready for work or wherever we're going. Didn't even think about, we didn't even give us the ability to do that, but you did it. We got clothes on, you blessed us to get it. We got food on our table. You blessed us to eat if we ate this morning already. God, we're able to see. You blessed us with the eyes. We're able to hear. You blessed us with the ears to hear. So many people, they even see who are wandering around trying to find their way. And we just take it for granted. Oh, my God. And so many people, people are talking to them and they can't even hear what's going on around them. And yet we take it for granted. Yeah, even when we breathe, we know that we didn't furnish that ability to breathe, and yet we just go on our merry way and just take it for granted. And yet there's somebody who sits high and looks low, you God. If you just lifted your hand, our breathing would stop. Oh my God, if you just blink your eyes and said, cease, our heart would stop beating. I want to just thank you. You've been mighty, 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 mighty good to all of us. God, we repent in the name of Jesus for ever, ever taking you for granted. Oh, my God. Other people gave you honor, but your own receive you not. Forgive us, God. Other people gave honor to those around them who hadn't done nothing for you. And yet we haven't given you the proper praise. Forgive us, God. Thank you for what you've done. Oh, God, some people who have not reverenced you right, reverence everything else, but they don't give you the proper reverence. Forgive us, God. You are the true and only true and living God, and we praise you and thank you for everything that you have done for us. Everything that you will do, and everything that you're doing right now. Glory to your holy name. Look on those overseas. Bless them in such a special way. Supply their every need. Some people are under tents who hear me. God, I pray that you furnish them with a walled home to live in, home with walls. What they would shout if they had just any type of wood around them or any type of bricks around them. Oh, God, living in tents. Been living there for months and months. Don't have a house. Yeah, no kind of house, let alone the houses that people complain about. Oh, God, you've been mighty, mighty, mighty good. Help them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Yeah, God, those incarcerated, we're out here able to walk and talk and have our freedom, and sometimes we don't have nobody around us to tell us to do this and when to go to the restroom and when not to. and then hear people in prison who are under subjection to the guards. God has been mighty, mighty good. Thank you so much. We praise you and we glorify you. People are sick in the hospital as I pass by rooms as I'm going to see others. And they can't even move. They got needles in their arms, needles in their legs, tubes in their nose. Oh, God. And yet here we are, breathing like this. Oh, my God. You've been mighty good. God, as we pass by in the senior citizens' home and see people laying there and haven't moved in days, and if they move their legs, they have to have people to come and move their legs. Nothing wrong with it. Thank you for the help and the good nurses to move their legs. But here we are, able to get up and walk, able to get up and run if we want to run, some of us. Oh, God. Able to walk in the store. Some people don't realize how what a blessing that is when I see others riding on a cart. And yet, here we are able to walk down the aisle. God, oh God, thank you, thank you. You've been so good. Help us not to take the things that you do for us for granted. In the name of Jesus, oh my God. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. No wonder you laid it on my heart, God, on the block line to get you 1,000 thank yous from people every night. And worldwide, at least, at the minimum, over 2 billion praises going up to you every night. God, you deserve even more than that. Help us to increase it, God, to take it far, far, far above that. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now we give you glory and adoration. Bless us this day. And Holy Ghost, may I say to you, as you taught me, just give it to you and you can take it higher. I do submit this prayer line to you. Please take over. I say it to you all the time. I ain't nothing. I can't do nothing. I won't be nothing except through you. Thank you for what you've done. Take over now. And we're pleased to give you the reins of this prayer line. God, thank you. Bless the people, I ask. In the name of Jesus, if I have sinned, forgive me. If anything I haven't done that I should have done, that you approve of, I'm sorry. And anything that I have done, forgive me. I'm sorry. And those who have trespassed against me, help me to forgive them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you for it again and again. Amen. And amen. God bless all of you. Are y'all awake on this prayer line? If you have just a good morning, you ought to. Amen. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know what? We would be remiss if we didn't even speak to the Lord. If he's going to be in your room and you can't speak to him, that's something wrong with that. Let's greet him. He's in the room. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Some of y'all.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Wake me up.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Just because you can't see him doesn't mean he's not there.
Amen. Glory to his name. Thank you.
When Jesus rose from the dead, the disciples couldn't see him, but he walked through the walls and appeared right in the midst of them. Amen. He was there all the time. No wonder somebody wrote that song, "You Were There." He was there all the time.
All the time.
Having me in mind, patiently waiting. And thank you, Lord. God bless all of you this morning. We do greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank God for the youth prayer line last night. We had such a time. Amen. Normally Ambassador Pfeiffer does that, and we do salute her. She's done a great job and is doing a great job. Amen. And last night, we had a great time. She couldn't be there last night, but we knew to take the reins and thank God for what the Lord did. All right. Now, tonight, I wish I could get at least one person to say tonight. We have our all-night shut-in. The Lord seems to be taking all of us back to the old church, where the old saints used to lay in and shut in all night long. We got a modern twist to it, though. We got an all-night shut-in on a conference call, worldwide. Oh, my God, and people come from everywhere on this all-night shut-in, stand on the phone and just giving God praise and glory and adoration. I wonder, somebody get a pen and get ready to write. Help me this morning. Thank God we got it from 9 o'clock at night. That's what our time. I want you to come be there. Try to get there about 8:40, and we'll open up around 9 o'clock. Amen. And go from 9 p.m. all the way to 6 a.m. like we're on the prayer line this morning at 6 o'clock. I'll take it back again at 6 o'clock. But we got people who come to hold our arms up and say, Dr. Johnson, I'll help lead prayer. I'll be responsible for a half an hour or an hour, and somehow 2 hours. So thank God for all of you. Amen. If there's any time during the night that you'd like to help assist, I'm going to open up the line to you. You can do, from 9:30 on. Amen. We open up with 1,000 thank yous on this all-night prayer. Oh, my God. Can you imagine if you start the all-night shut-in with 1,000 thank yous and billions going up because the block line is going to join us, and we'll be on in Africa, Asia, India, Russia, England, France, all over the world, you know, the Virgin Islands, everywhere, the Gaza Strip, everywhere, and Jerusalem. So can you imagine we open up this all-night shut-in with 1,000 thank yous and 1,000 praises unto our Lord. My God. Don't you think the Lord's going to bless us? I know he is. Join us at 9 o'clock. Come on about 8:50. About 10 minutes before, and we'll open up promptly, if the Lord says the same, at 9 o'clock. And we'll go all the way to 6 a.m. in the morning from Wednesday until Thursday. Now, I want to call something else on Thursday. I want to call a three-day fast. Amen. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Come off. Start at 12 midnight on Thursday morning. Thursday morning. Start at 12 midnight and go to 3 o'clock in the afternoon every day. I don't want to make it too hard on you. Some of y'all can go all the way through if you like. God bless you. Amen. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. From 12 midnight to 3 o'clock. And then let's come off on Saturday at 3 o'clock. All right. And then you know not to eat heavily when you come off a fast. Many of you all saints, you know, you just have some soup. Amen. Don't come off with a T-bone steak. That's not a good thing to do. Amen. And even make it better and lighter on you if you want to have some water during the fast. Amen. God bless you. Amen. But we're fasting. What does fasting do? Well, I got a book on 1,000 days of consecutive fasting. I did fast 1,000 days. I did. God told me not to even try to convince y'all or nobody else. He told me, Bernard, don't try to convince nobody of what I did to you. He said, because your witness is already in heaven. And the record, I wrote it in my book. He's writing books now. I said, God is writing books. If you don't believe it, read Revelation. And the books were open. And then there was the book of life. It's not the book of life I'm talking about, because that book records names of people who are going to heaven. Amen. But he's writing other books, and he's keeping record of things that are going on in this earth. What are the books about? He's writing books about what's going on in this earth and putting people in the book who are doing works for the Lord. That's what's going to be in the book. I really believe that. If you don't believe it, look at the Bible now. Some people made the Bible, that book he wrote, through the hands of his servants. That book, look at there. Who was that? just said, Lord, bless me indeed, and made the book. Jabez said, Lord, bless me indeed. His heart was right, and somehow he got in the book. I do believe that the 1,000-day fast that God gave me. Why don't you get the book and read about how it was done? And get the book and read about what God did. Every person who reads that book gets not only one miracle, but miracles happen to them in the name of Jesus. I believe that that's going to be in the book. I believe that this prayer line of thanking him on this prayer line and getting up in the morning to thank him, I believe that's going to be in the book. I believe the thank you, thank you, thank you 1,000 times and billions of praises going up. I believe that's going to be in the book. And many of you are doing things in your ministry. I believe it's going to be in the book. He is writing books. God can write a book like nobody. He's got the bestseller of all times already. Every book that has ever been written in the history of time, God has the best-selling book, which is the Bible. God bless you. And he's writing new books now. Get in the book. I didn't plan to preach it all, but get in the book and do something for him that your name will be written down in the book. Why, he told me, don't worry about trying to convince folk that what I did through you. Oh, my God. Your record is on high already in the book. Thank God. Your witness. You got people who witnessed it in heaven. They were there. You went through it every day. Yeah, they witnessed. Your witness is in heaven. God bless you. I love all of y'all, and it's a wonderful day to all of you on this prayer line, all the ambassadors elect. I want to do a little talking this morning. Don't get frustrated or anything like that. I will take a few prayer requests. Let me do that first. Take some prayer requests, and we'll have some prayer. And then I'm going to talk about ambassadors and ambassadors elect. For a few moments, and then I've got some people that I want to submit to you who the Lord is elevating to ambassador elect. All right, help me somebody. I take about 10 minutes here and get some prayer requests, and let's have prayer for some people who need some prayer. Somebody's been up all night long. You got your back against the wall. We do want to pray for you. God will answer your prayers. God will bring deliverance to you. Just ask, and it shall be given. And seek, and you'll find. In the name of Jesus. Who can take those prayer requests for me? Can y'all jump in there and hold my arms up?
I would take the prayer requests this morning, Dr. Johnson. Thank you so much.
I bless you.
God has blessed you, Chief Ambassador, to do a unusual work for the Lord, and we are just so pleased to be part of it and to share worldwide with the people of God everywhere. I was reading the other day that the world will not end until everybody everywhere has heard the word at least once. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh my God, God means for his word to be spread worldwide. And we thank God for Ambassador Johnson being a large part of sharing that word. And not just him, but he said when he go up, you go up as well. So we're thanking God for him, Ambassador Betty Johnson. And we're thanking God for Mother Johnson. I heard her on here. She was so encouraged on yesterday. She prayed a couple of times. Praise God. It's just a blessing. She brings another level of anointing to the line when she's on here and just saying hello to the people and praying for the people of God. So, Chief Ambassador, we are thankful that you are taking us along with us. We don't want to be a weight or a burden, but we want to be there to push you forward, not pull you back, but push you forward when it comes to the prayer and thanking God. So I know the prayer request. If you have a prayer request, we have people on the line. I might not do all the praying. I've been preaching for the past all month. And we might even just delegate someone to help us pray. So if you have a prayer request this morning, please just jump in there and give your prayer request.
Who's first?
Good morning. This was Peterson under prayer, but my hands are pains in my hand and in my neck. So like to have prayer.
Your hands and neck.
Yeah, the pains.
Hey, God bless you. It's good to hear your voice this morning. You sound better. Amen. It's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. Amen. Hands and neck. All right. Someone else has a prayer this morning. Oh, praise God. Sound like the Lord has already worked things out.
This is Mother Wilson, Mother Pfeiffer, Dr. Pfeiffer. I'm requesting prayer this morning for my baby sister and other sister. Doris Johnson is the baby sister. She's going through quite a bit, and I'm requesting prayer for her.
Is that the same person?
Yes, that I requested prayer for some time back.
Is your baby sister named Doris?
Right.
All right. All right. God bless.
All right.
Mother Wilson.
Yes, sir.
What is your first name and your husband's first name?
My first name, Molina.
Molina. And your husband's name?
M-O-R-L-I-N-E-R. His name is Willie.
All right. Okay, God bless you. Go back and buy the fire ticket.
Yes, bless you. Thank you so much. And we have her down for prayer. All right. Did you have anything else that you wanted to add to that, Mother Wilson?
I have another sister that was sick. Her name is Mamie. Her last name, she's gotten married again. So I know her first name is Mamie. And just be praying for my whole family.
All right. God bless you. Thank you so much for that. All right. Anyone else? Amen.
Before I get away, I have a son, my oldest son, Willie. He kind of pulled a muscle or something in his chest, and he's kind of having problems from that. So he come in yesterday. He said he was still kind of hurting when he come from his job. So be praying for him also.
All right. Praise God. All right.
Amen.
God. Doris, Mamie, and Willie. Praise God. God bless you. Do I hear someone else?
Amen. This is Sister Sharon from Michigan.
God bless you, Sister Sharon.
Amen. God bless you, all you saints of the Most High God. My prayer request is, again, for the father of my grandchildren. He's still in the detention center, and I presented the plan of salvation to him through a card and through some drawings because he's illiterate. But just continue to pray for his salvation and for his release to stay in the country.
Grandchildren?
Yeah, my grandchildren are 2 and 4.
Okay, you're breaking up.
Yes, my grandchildren are 2 and 4, and their father is in the detention center. For possible deportation.
All right. God bless you. Praise God. Anyone else?
This is Sister Champion.
Denise Champion, and I'm requesting prayer for the Thornton family. They lost their father. And also pray for the Champion family.
Give me your name again, Precious. I'm sorry.
Denise Champion, Utah.
All right. All right. God bless.
This is Sister Christopher. I have an unspoken request.
All right. God bless you. Thank you so much, Sister.
This is Sister Lucille, and I'm asking prayer for my Auntie Maddie and my Auntie Erlene, and I have an unspoken request.
All right. God bless you. Praise God. All right. We will take these prayer requests. I know that Chief Ambassador had some other information he wanted to share with you. He did say, so we will just get prayer for these individuals.
Excuse me.
Yes,
dear. May I add, can you add Missionary Frierson to your prayer list, please?
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else? We don't want to cut you off. Anyone else?
Let's put on there, I know Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson, and also put on there Ambassador Dr. Patricia Stern and Dr. Gary Stern. Amen.
All right.
They're traveling this morning for a long-awaited vacation, and they're going to the Bahamas. Amen. Amen. They've been planning this for some time, and it's going to be phenomenal. God's blessing them. And I wanted to put Lady Betty and myself on there. We've been needing a vacation for a long time here. And then God would bless us to take a vacation also. Also put on there, please, Ambassador Gina Hodges. Amen.
All right. Thanks.
Not feeling well. Pray for her health and her strength.
Amen. All right, praise God. We thank God. Thank God, thank God. The Bible says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the string instruments and the organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything, hallelujah, that hath breath, praise the Lord this morning. Glory to your name, Lord. We thank you. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for your wisdom, your understanding, your love toward mankind. Thank you, Father God, for watching over us and keeping us. We come to you, O God, repentant for all sin, iniquity, and transgressions in your mighty name. And we pray right now, O Father, that you look on your people, O God. Forgive us, forgive us, forgive us, Lord Jesus. For we know not what we do in Jesus' name. And we ask, Lord God, that you would bless your people everywhere, that you would grant the request, Lord God. Turn another page in their life. Take them to another height. In your will, in your wisdom, in your power, and in your might, oh God. Take us, move us, move us, move us up a little higher in Jesus' name. We pray right now, Lord God, that you bless our Chief Ambassador. Bless First Lady Ambassador Betty Johnson, oh God. Bless the Johnson family in a special way. Bless Mother Johnson, oh God. Look on them right now, Lord Jesus. Give them strength. Bless right now, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Grant that request for that time to, oh God. Give them some rest and peace of mind in Jesus' name. Let that vacation come forth, oh God. Let it be fun. Praise you in our homes. Praise you in our bedrooms. Praise you. Everything that hath breath, praise your name. Bless Mother Peterson right now. Touch her hand. Touch her neck, Lord Jesus. Look on her heel in Jesus' name. Let your healing virtue, oh God, go out and touch right now. Let it touch and massage her, Lord Jesus, in your mighty name. And as we pray, Lord Jesus, let the people of God use that blessed oil to bring another anointing upon their lives, a double portion in Jesus' name. Touch, heal in Jesus' name. Deliver, Lord God, the sickness, the pain. In your name, oh God, the financial burden. Bless Mother Wilson, her family, Lord Jesus, Doris, Mamie, and her family. Touch her son, Willie, in your name, Lord God. Look on them right now. Have your way in their life. Change their lives. Turn them around. Turn them around. Turn them around right now.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way, oh God. Move in a miraculous way. Let your mercy and your goodness fall afresh upon them in Jesus' name. Touch the grandchildren, oh God, in Jesus' name. Bless, oh God, and work out that deportation in your mighty name. Look on them, Lord God. Give them the direction, the guidance, the counsel they need. Bless Sister Sharon, Lord God. And she's setting up this request in your mighty name. Look on her. Look on her family. Look on her church family. Bless Sister Champion, oh God, in Jesus' name. Heal, deliver, and set free. Sister Christopher, right now, oh God, the unspoken, you know how they answer. You know what it is. Touch and heal right now, oh God, we pray. Deliver from sin and evil, Lord God. Bind the enemy that comes to hinder. Bind the enemy that comes to destroy. We rebuke him in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We call from heaven above. Call the angels, oh God, goodness and mercy to follow her all the days of her life and let her dwell in the house of God. Bless, bless, bless Sister Lucia, her family, her children, in her home, oh God. Bless her circumstances, her finances, Lord Jesus. Her Aunt Maddie and Aunt Darlene, oh God. Give them an earning and a burning and a yearning in their heart for you, Lord God. Let them be turned toward heaven. Let their minds be turned toward heaven. Let them seek you, Lord Jesus, as never before. Let them call on you morning, noon, and in the evening, oh God. Hallelujah. You said men shall praise you. And let no weapon formed against them prosper, oh God, we pray. Bless Missionary Friesen, Lord Jesus. Touch her body. Give her strength in Jesus' name. Give her another day's journey, oh God. Give her a double portion in of your anointing right now. Give her a closer walk with thee, Lord Jesus. Let her honor, oh God. Let her honor be increased for your will and your word. Let her walk in your stature, Lord God, honoring you, Lord Jesus, humbling herself before you in your mighty name. Bless, oh God, in Jesus' name, your people worldwide. Look on them and heal and touch right now, oh God. Give them, oh God, a double portion for you. Let your anointing be activated in their spirits, Lord Jesus. We rebuke and renounce Satan and his works in Jesus' name. Touch your people everywhere, oh God. Hallelujah. Those that are traveling, give them traveling mercy, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Those that are at home, Lord Jesus, give them to go down on their knees and say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. There is no other help I know. Hallelujah. If you withdraw yourself from me, where will I go? Bless, oh God. Hallelujah. Sister LaTanya right now, in Jesus' name. Sister Willie Mays, oh God, bless in Jesus' name. Heal and deliver, oh God. Touch, touch, touch your people everywhere. Let your DNA be our DNA, oh God. Hallelujah. We'll salute you morning and evening, and we'll give you thanks. We'll give you praise. We will, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We will lift our hands to thee and say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your Holy Ghost power, for your anointing. We rebuke all isms, schisms in Jesus' name. We rebuke the adversary right now. And we thank you, oh God, for sending your word, for healing your people, blessing everyone, oh God, on this prayer line. Those that have a request that didn't make it, and those that had one and wanted to, that maybe we didn't hear, Lord Jesus. We ask that you bless and heal in their situation. Turn the light from heaven, Lord Jesus, shining on our souls right now. Let every soul be subject to your will and your way and your power, oh God. Let us obey your word and walk in your counsel. Let us be like a tree planted by the rivers of water in Jesus' name. And when we've done all to stand, Lord God, we pray right now that you help us. Help, Lord, help us to stand, 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 and stand strong on your word. Without it, our help. Anoint your people, Lord, to reach higher heights and deeper depths in you. We We are climbing the Jacob's ladder, oh God. And we pray to make straight the rough way plain. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. And we count it all done because of you, Lord God. We thank you for your healing. Thank you for your deliverance. Thank you for your anointing right now. All in God's name. Bless in Jesus.
In Jesus' name, oh Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Ambassador Pfeiffer, Dr. Pfeiffer, from Louisville, Kentucky. Amen. What a wonderful, wonderful prayer this morning. We thank all of you for joining in with the prayer this morning. I wanted to have the prayer first because I want to discuss a couple of things here before we end the prayer line tonight. Don't forget, at 9 o'clock tonight, we're having the all-night shut-in. Amen. We're going to begin with prayer. I believe our opening prayer tonight will be brought by, Renee Abernathy, the opening prayer. And then we'll go into 1,000 thank yous. Amen. After that 1,000 thank yous, only take about 20 minutes. Then we're going to the youth prayer line with Ambassador Gina Hodges and a few of the youth. And then that's at 9:30. And then at 10 o'clock, Ambassador Lady Betty and our granddaughters, Malia and also Bria, they said they're going to take it at 10 o'clock. Young people are going to take it. Malia is 12 and Bria is 18. She just joined the Marines. Amen. Going off to Paris Island. And they'll be taking it. And then we got, I don't have the lineup before me, but so many people will be taking it. If there's any hour or any half hour you want to join in to help on, I'll give you just about 2 or 3 minutes. I can't wait on you. But if anybody says, Dr. Johnson, I want to help at 9:30. I want to help at 10. I want to help at 11. I want to help at 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5:30, 4:30, 3:30, 2:30. I want to help. And you want to help lead prayer. What a wonderful, wonderful statement to make to God. That's a time of sacrifice. And that's what I'm trying to do on the 17th of September. Remember that date. We want to make a sacrifice for the Lord and come together from all over the world. But tomorrow night, no, that's tonight. Tonight we're having that all-night shut-in. Make a sacrifice and say, I want to help lead prayer for 30 minutes during the, 11 o'clock, 11:30, 12, 12:30, 1, 1, 2, whatever. I'm going to open the line for you. Just jump in there and tell us what time you want to help lead prayer. Amen. What does that entail, Dr. Johnson? Just helping lead prayer. You know how to help lead prayer at your church. Amen. Somebody's got it, and you praying with them. Amen. If they ask you for a testimony, open it up for testimony. Give a praise report. Tell about what the Lord has done for you. You know, don't be bashful. This is not about trying to be bashful for Jesus. This is about lifting up the name of the Lord Jesus, about glorifying Jehovah God. Amen. So let me call the hours. I'll go from 9:30 all the way till 5:30. Just say, give me your name and say, put me in there. I'll help. That's all you need to say. I don't need a long dissertation. Just say, I'll help, Dr. Johnson. Give me your name at that time. Amen. Somebody take this down for us. If you would, take it down for us in the name of Jesus. All right. 9:30. Anybody? 10 o'clock, 10:30, 11, 11:30. Now, I want y'all to see something. These are the saints of the Most High. Amen. I want to tell you something. If they were demons and they were calling on time for the devil, demons would be jumping in everywhere. I'll do it. Yeah, because they want to reverence the demon, the devil. Amen. All right.
Ambassador Johnson. Chief
Chief Ambassador, listen, yes, I have 11 to 11:30.
Good. I'm just asking for people, and we know that.
Okay.
But we're asking for people who will jump in there and help on any of these hours.
Okay.
To say
include
me.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Chief. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Maybe they're not clear. I'm going to start again. Amen. This is for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The one who died on the cross for you. The one who rose from the dead for you. And the one who set you free. You wouldn't be alive today because the devil tried to kill you many times. And you know I'm telling you the truth. And yet God spared your life. Amen. Don't be like a person who lives by themselves. They don't understand what it is to really not be selfish because they've been selfish all the time. They don't have nobody else but themselves. And so don't be like that. Here the Lord has blessed you. You ought to be jumping in everywhere saying, that's me, help me. I'll help, brother. Amen. These are saints. Oh, my God. All right, let me call the hours again. Maybe y'all didn't understand. I hope you understand. And if you do, this time you want to jump in there and say, I'll help. Thank God, at amazing grace, we have people jump in and say, I'll help. I'll do this. Pastor, I'll do that. So these are the saints, and I'm asking you to help lead prayer. That's all I'm asking you to do, help lead prayer. Amen, at this time. We'll be with you. It won't be hard, but not difficult. All right, let's start again. If you want to help, I've got the 9 o'clock hour covered. I'm not taking any help that time. But at 9:30, anybody want to help?
I'll help. Oh,
here's the way you do it. You say, this is so-and-so, I'll help. All right, so we can get your name and I can move on. All right, 9:30, who?
Evangelist Pia.
God bless you. All right, 10 o'clock. All right, 10:30.
Sister Sharon, I'll help.
All right, Sharon Darden, amen. Okay, 11 o'clock. All right, 11:30. All right, 12, midnight. Anybody want to help at 12 midnight? And some of y'all are up looking at television at this time. I don't know why you wouldn't do something for the Lord. I don't understand.
Amen. I'll help, Sister Sharon.
Sister Sharon again at that 12 midnight. Amen. All right, 12:30 a.m. Amen. Anybody? All right, 1 o'clock a.m. All right, 1:30 a.m. And some of y'all are looking at programs you've been so faithful to help on. Watch these programs. You're helping right there. Where do you think they get the reading from? Because you got it on that station watching all night long, this station, that program. And I'm asking you to take the reins and help lead prayer. All right? 1:30, anybody? All right. 2 o'clock, anybody?
Good morning, Charlotte Gray. That's my time.
All right. All right. Anybody else at 2 o'clock? All right. 2:30. Now y'all understand. Y'all see the other side of me sometimes, but you understand why you see the other side of me. It's kind of like the same indignation that Jesus had when folks were in the temple trying to make money changes in the temple and selling this and selling that. He got so kind of frustrated until he took a whip and whipped them out of the temple.